That if it grows and if you should happen to light it and smoke it, you get
pick up a chair, sit your ass down and relax. You are now listening to Life and Shit Radio.
Talk to me.
Ladies and gents, how's it going today? Welcome to another installment of Life and Shit Radio. My name is Nas. I'm a Libra. I watch a lot of porn on the internet. I have a dog, a cat, and another dog, and they're all hyper. So fun facts about you learn every week. I'd like to introduce my co-host right now, bring him to the scene, live and direct. You know what live and direct means?
It means that we are live and direct. So I go by the Black Pavarotti. You say Black Pavarotti? What the hell is a Pavarotti? What's a Pavarotti anyway? So my story is really simple. I was conceived on an opera stage. My parents, let's just say that they got real, real freaky. In 1970-something, after all their freakiness, a star was born, and here I am.
Do you approve of the stank that he put on this story? Do we approve of the stank he put on the story? This is today's stank of the story. Approved?
Sounds good. It's legit.
Okay, okay. All right. We approve of this one. I am Danny, also known as Danny's Window, and I am the hippie, the peacekeeper, and the all-around just awesomest person in the world. Yeah. And we are Life and Shit Radio.
Yes, ma'am. We definitely are. We form like Voltron. Form Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real when we do what we do, how we do it, when we do it.
Y'all gotta excuse me today. I'm making a pizza, the oven pizzas, the cheap dollar ones. I fucking love those because I feel like I'm back in high school every time I make them. Other fun fact.
Okay. Hey, struggle is real on those. So
they're so good, bro.
We got a lot to talk. We got a lot to talk about on the show today. We appreciate everybody for checking in with us and, you know, rocking with us for the time that we've been putting in this work. We put a lot of work into this, as you know. So definitely appreciate the love. Before we get started, as we always do, listen to this. This is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong. Continuing to bring you nothing but the real. The phone number to call if you want to call is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217 is the phone number to call if you want to jump into the show. You can call that number or hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's LIFEANDSHYT @gmail.com. If you want to just say, hey, life and shit, what's crack lacking? Or you want us to talk about something on the show, you can definitely hit us on our email. Where else can they find us, Danny?
They can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at Life and Shit. That is LIFEANDSHYT. I'm so sorry. Yeah, that's one of them moments. So, yeah. Find us on Twitter and Instagram.
IG, baby. We on the gram.
Doing it.
Finally.
No, can they find us? You dropped the shit out of that baton. You dropped the shit out of that baton.
You guys can find us on Facebook, on our new fan page, which is about 1,000 strong right now. Thank you guys for signing up for that. But it's Life and Shit, SHYT Radio. Not to take away from DJ Khaled, but we the best!
It's what we do.
All right.
So I guess it's about that time. Chicken Wing Report, Chicken Wing Report, Chicken Wing Report. Chicken Wing Report, Chicken Wing Report,
Chicken Wing Report. Lemon pepper.
Hey, you know what was so funny, and Danny, when you were calling Earl last week, Nas
oh
tried to do your part. If you haven't listened back to the show, you have got to listen. He tried to do your part. It was so hilarious.
Oh my god!
I suck so bad. That's terrible.
I don't feel bad then.
I learned.
It was hilarious.
I learned some disturbing news this week. I learned Faison Love was a hater. He wrote an article for OK Player that he believes that Kevin Hart is a better comedian than Dave Chappelle. I got a problem with
that.
Say that
one more time, bro, because we couldn't hear you that.
Yeah, Faison Love, he wrote an article in OK Player, was interviewed OK Player, stating that Kevin Hart is a better comedian than Dave Chappelle, which I totally feel like he needs to shut the fuck up. Because I'm not saying Kevin ain't a funny dude, but I'm Team Chappelle on this one. I'm kind of Team Chappelle.
I'm going to go with Team Chappelle on this one, too.
Well,
if he's going by, like, rock star status or, you know, like, all the things that he's his hand in, yeah, Kevin is doing he might be on surface doing more than Dave Chappelle is, but Dave Chappelle still
you gotta look at the
draw that
you gotta look at the
Kevin
resume.
Hart that
come on now.
Thank you. Well, I mean, even just the hottest factor, Dave Chappelle will pull it. If a choice between Dave Chappelle and Kevin Hart, I believe that people will choose Dave Chappelle. I'm just saying. No diss against Kevin Hart, because Kevin Hart is good at what he does. But
definitely.
If I want to go last, I'm going to go see Dave all day long.
Kevin Hart is kind of like he's trying to be like that guy, and I respect that. But Chappelle is one of those iconic figures. He could just like exist. He like, you know, Michael Jackson and Chris Brown. Like, Chris Brown, you cool, you know, you do your shit, but this is Michael Jackson. That's kind of the way I look at it. You know what I'm saying? Kevin sucks, but you know, it's Dave Chappelle, bro. Charlie Murphy, Five Fingers. You know what I mean? Like, that shit is iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah, there will never be another one to change the game like he did. And it's still
Yeah.
You know what? I'll even go on the fence to say that Dave Chappelle is our Richard Pryor.
Yeah. That's a legitimate
thing. Our generation's Richard Pryor.
That's a very legit statement.
And if you're just listening in, this is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. We're deep inside the Chicken Wing Report with Nas, where he gives you those insane but true stories that make you say, Deep inside the Chicken Wing Report with Nas. The phone number to call if you want to jump into the conversation is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217. Carry on.
So I think the name of this town is called Essex, but a guy recently got arrested for drug trafficking. Apparently dope that he had, he swallowed it. And they've been waiting 16 days for him to take a shit so they can get the evidence back. I think this dude deserves a
what?
Fucking medal. Like, you can match shit for 16 days.
He has a shit in 16 days? You sure he ain't dead?
You the man, homie. You the man.
You know what? I know people that have that type of issue. I don't know what it's called. I call them aliens myself. Anybody that can go that long.
Oh, my God.
Ride, but yeah,
he's constipated,
I know,
man. Hold on, time out.
Like,
we talking about these drugs. The fact that this man is that constipated should be alarming enough.
Man, you gotta respect that.
Like, dude, he gonna die.
Any dude who cannot shit for 16 days, you gotta respect his hustle.
He's gonna die.
Like, man,
that's not right.
Better go eat some
people
Taco
don't
Bell,
you don't have to die for your drugs. You don't have to die for your drugs. You really don't. You can take the shit, it's okay.
Hey, what would James say? Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Oh wow. What?
Hell of a joke.
What else you got for us?
The first pastor to ever reach $1 billion has officially been, I guess, added to the Forbes list. He drives a Rolls Royce with an entourage. I believe the dude is out of Georgia, if I'm not mistaken.
What's his name?
Which really isn't. I'm looking. That's coming up now. These kind of stories really don't even shock me. I posted on my page a couple of days ago. Kenneth Copeland. Mm-hmm. So they did an investigation on him. They did an investigation on him, and they found out that he had like 15 private jets all chartered to the church, so he didn't have to pay taxes on them. And he has his own fucking airport outside of his house. It's called the Kenneth Copeland International Airport. Like, I looked that shit up, and you can like Google it on the maps. Yeah.
Hmm?
So. Yeah, because I'm fucking airport attached to a
car.
Wow.
Yeah.
We
wonder how many of his parishioners
have
been on his plane.
Yeah, we definitely.
This is what I'm saying
about that one.
I'm in the wrong hustle, man. I think I'm finna get anointed by the Lord.
You doing it?
I'm finna let the Lord enter my life so I can enter the bank and be like, yo, we need a Nas International fucking airport today. That needs to be built.
Well, at least you being honest about what your intentions are.
No, it's for the Lord. It's for the Lord. I'm doing it.
You being, yeah. Because you got to say that.
Okay.
K. Michelle got her butt removed. So I guess she has pictures up now, her post booty. But some chick, I guess, went in right as she was leaving out and got her butt pumped up and ended up getting 5 pounds of ass added to her frame. So we got some lopsided bitches out here, just maybe teeter tottering a little bit when the wind blow. But that's, you know, not my concern.
I need to ask y'all a question.
Would I fuck? Yes.
And the question is, no, like, okay, when you see, no, because I really want to know, because we've been seeing these booties lately with these pencil legs. is when you see the big booty and then you see the pencil leg, is that really attractive? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. It depends on the diameter.
How long?
It depends on what the shape is for the booty, how the shape formulates into the thigh.
It doesn't, it's just a stick.
We're talking about two different things then. So if you're talking about those women that have gotten, you know, some work done, and you know, ass is just all wadded and all outside, and then they got like pencil legs, that to me just looks, it looks weird.
But okay, I was wondering, because like Kim Kardashian, honestly, I don't know if I think Kim may have had a little bit more butt work done. I don't know. I don't really know. But when you look at her butt, when you look at the side profile of her butt, it's like, and when she's wearing jeans, you see booty, and then all of a sudden it's like a spit coming from it. There's no transition from the butt to to the side. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I mean, I think that also has to do with physical, you know, your physical makeup. So some women have that naturally, and then some have to work out, go to the gym, do squats, do Pilates, you know, all of that to get that. But yeah, I mean, I love a woman with a nice. I mean, because I'm a butt man myself, you know, I love.
But you like the good ratio, right? You like the good proportion where the booty transitions to the thigh.
Exactly.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Nas, you quite quiet over there. What's going on?
I'm really not that big on either one. I like the right size, because I always imagine what this shit gonna look like in 30 or 40 years with the long ass titties and the booty with like Detroit potholes in it.
Flapjacks.
That's coming.
Flapjacks.
Yeah, that's
like
coming.
Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, you're not getting away from that. That's gonna be your life. That's gonna be your life. So I like it just right. You know, I'm not.
Okay.
I don't want like a Cardi B and all that. You're doing too much, bitch. Your booty gonna look like Mars. You turn 60, your booty gonna look like Mars. Who's trying to hit that? I'm gonna cheat on you. Tell you right now, I'm cheating.
What about Nicki?
I'm good on that. But I, like today, when I smash, absolutely. But like long term, nah, man. I ain't trying to stick my dick in Mars. I'm not saying that Mars ain't got no good pussy, but I'm just not really trying to stick my dick in Mars. Not my thing. Too many potholes.
What?
Hell to no.
Booty dimples.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking. I don't have those issues. I just wanted to know how it came from you guys' standpoint. That's all.
And you gotta get like surgery to. You get surgery to get the booty,
what?
And you gotta get surgery to get the booty adjusted. It's just too much work. Too much work.
Yeah, I mean, well, because I've had some experience in learning about that. I'm not gonna tell y'all why right now on the show today. That's another topic. but there's differences in the type of work that you can get done. So some women prefer to. You know, some women do their research, and you know they get the it's a little bit more expensive, but there's these implants that are called jellies, and so the jellies give you like a more realistic feel either in the butt or in the breast. Whereas you know some women don't do their research and they go and get these shots, and that's why you know I don't know if you guys watched that Netflix series called She's Got a Habit.
No, I haven't seen it
Spike
yet.
Lee. So Spike Lee has a Netflix series called She's Got a Habit. And in one of the episodes, it's this chick. She works at a club. She's a hostess, but she's seeing all the money that the dancers and whatnot are pulling in. And she's kind of like, you know, I want to get some of that money because I'm seeing they making thousands of dollars a night. And I'm in here, you know, working hard, getting tips, but... You know, they doubling up on their money. You know, so Fat Joe is actually the club owner in this series, and she goes to him and says, "Hey, you know, I wanna be a dancer. you know, because I see the type of money they bringing in, and I can bring in even more if I was a dancer. And he tells her, hey, you don't have the drop, you know, you don't have the drop for that. And basically, he was saying she didn't have no abs. And so what she ended up doing was getting butt shots. And make a long story short, she ended up, she did end up getting her chance to dance, and they were throwing money, you know, they were making it rain for her, and she was making a lot of money. And then she did some kind of dance move and slipped off the stage and fell right on her butt. And guess what happened?
It exploded.
Yeah. Exploded, and she ended up having to be in the hospital and had an infection. And it's a crazy show, though. You should check it out, though, whenever you get the chance. She's Gotta Have It. It's a pretty good series. But, yeah, I mean, so it just depends on the type of work that you get, you know, the outcome that you're going to get. That's why you see some of these women out here that have, like, you know, funny shapes where it's a big old booty and pencil legs because, you know, they're not thinking about that part. They just want to have a big booty. You know,
they're not,
it's
properly,
like,
inflated.
Nah,
yeah,
man.
they're not looking at the fact that they can tip over.
The wind gust, man. It's Arctic wind gust coming down.
Man, it's no pump. All right, is that all we got for the chicken wing report there, Nas?
I got one more story. I just pulled this one up, man. This one is absolutely epic. A 44-year-old American fitness guru, the founder of the Body Challenge, has apparently doing 7 years in Dubai. And the reason why he's doing 7 years in prison in Dubai is because he called his ex-wife a bitch on Instagram. Apparently, the
what?
Word bitch is considered an offensive, really offensive in Dubai. So they hit him with 7 years in prison, a $68,000 fine, and he has to be deported after his 7 years is over with.
Oh,
what?
Hell no.
Okay, wait.
No.
What?
No. No.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. Hell no. 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 I refuse. No. No.
Yeah,
what?
7 years for calling his ex-wife a bitch on Instagram. Dubai locked his ass up, fined him $68,000. He got to pay that before he leaves. Yeah, they ain't playing no games. So if I, mental note to self, never move to Dubai because I call somebody a bitch every day on Facebook. It's like a part of my day.
Really?
Coffee, breakfast, somebody's a bitch. Now I can go out and socialize with the world.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
This is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. The phone number to call, jump into the conversation. We are deep inside the Chicken Wing Report, kind of wrapping it up. Our phone number to call is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217. You can also hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's lifeandshit@gmail.com. Just Google us, baby. We're out there on the net. Where else can they find us, Danny?
They can also find us on Twitter and on Instagram. We are now on the gram, and as we are now on the gram, we would like to welcome BP to the gram. So you can find us on Instagram at Life and Shit, and Twitter at Life and Shit. That is LifeandShyt.
Nas?
What's up? No, I'm just playing. You guys can find us
You
guys can find us on Facebook on the new fan page, Life and Shit, S-H-Y-T. Got a fan page, and the other one I don't think is really active right now, but that is where you can find us at on the book.
There it is. So what's your last story of the chicken wing report?
Oh, that was it, man. The 7 years Dubai guy. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, that blew us away. I think we need to end on that one. Yeah.
That's epic.
Bitch, go to jail.
Yeah. All right, so they probably got a task force waiting on me over there in Dubai.
Right? Like, no, we're gonna cut your damn arm off. That's the penalty for calling somebody a bitch. You get your arm.
No, they gonna cut Nas's tongue out.
So moving on with the show, the topic for today is I'm in love with a sex doll. She's popping, she's rolling.
Part two.
Uploaded my heart. Yeah, she's knowing. I'm in love with a sex doll. She knows what I like because I programmed her right. She's playing, and I'm not going nowhere, girl. I'm staying. I'm in love with a sex doll.
Look, you know what? I've been telling people, man, the thing about the internet, this shit is getting fucking crazy. Whenever it's a lot of people that talk about a particular subject online, have you guys noticed that it's always the scientist that figures the shit out? Like,
yep.
When the trans movement first really got rolling, women were saying, oh, y'all, you know, ain't real women. Y'all can't have kids. And they just did a fucking surgery in Europe where it was an ovary transplant. And the woman actually ended up getting pregnant and having kids. And now they're saying that for men that are transgender into women, they can actually just like scoop a pussy out of a box and install it in them, and bada boom, bada bing, they're like officially women.
Right.
I just tell people to just be very wary about like popping off shit online. And as that relates to the sex dolls, them shits first came out or first started getting popular last week, I think it was on Facebook. That was the main thing women were saying. They had like little memes up when you get home and your sex bot made you a meal and it's a plate of plastic food and they fucking around. So yesterday, I think I posted that on the Life and Shit page. They actually are designing new sex bots that can actually fucking cook and clean. So less than 7 days, some scientist has figured it out. I just tell people to just shut the fuck up sometimes. Just don't even make it a thing. Just keep it to yourself. Just write a note on it and put it in the closet.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know, man. A sex bot that can cook and clean. I mean, that's kind of. That might be it, ladies. That might be it.
Game.
I am indeed not worried. I am indeed not worried at all.
So I did have a clip that I wanted to play. Just talking about like the advancements of technology and how in the future, man, this could definitely be a reality. Whether you want to admit it or not, it could definitely be a reality that. You know, this world would partially be ran by robots.
Mm.
I mean, really, it's that real.
Mm-mm.
You said you ain't going with it. Give me.
Not at all. No.
Listen, if this robot can fry chicken,
not at all.
What?
If this robot can fry chicken and fry okra, man, it's not looking good. I'm just gonna be honest, it's not looking good.
All right, so in talking about that, I'm gonna go ahead and play this clip. So listen to this.
When we think about the future, we usually think about flying cars, smart houses, or robots that can do your homework. Every day, we feel that a future that we once saw in movies is getting closer and closer. Advances in spatial technology, artificial intelligence, they are all advancing surprisingly fast, and we are very close to achieving a true artificial intelligence, capable of thinking for itself, indistinguishable from human consciousness. But what could happen when machines are able to make emotional ties with humans, and in turn, humans being able to design and create their mates based on their own personal preferences? Today we're going to take a look at robotic couples. in movies, TV shows, and even books. They have shown us a probable future in which humans can not only have romantic relationships with robots, but also can marry them. This future was predicted by so many authors of science fiction. It is perhaps the future that we are heading towards. It's no secret to anyone that there are currently dolls that look shockingly similar to humans, some whose main purpose of existence is for personal and sexual satisfaction. It is not impossible to imagine a future in which robots fulfill these urges, but what if I told you that there are companies currently working on that? There are several scientists and engineers working on something called the sex robots. Similar as the case of the Harmony doll, this is perhaps one of the first robots with artificial intelligence capable of having relationships with humans. It is capable of engaging in conversations of all kinds and reacts to various types of stimulations. Its creation has been in development for more than 5 years, and it's estimated that when it goes on sale, it will cost about $15,000. The goal of its creation is for these dolls to have a look indistinguishable to real women or men, as they eventually want to create robots for both sexes.
Okay, so what happens when somebody wants to have a baby?
We are fast approaching this future foreseen by so many people and believed to be absurd by so many others. We are seeing the beginning of the relationships between robots and humans, when men and machine can no longer distinguish themselves. In fact, some people claim that a robot partner will be better than a human partner. Well, you could program it to your liking. It will not deceive you, and it will not suffer from any of the other human limitations, such as illness or eventual death. Perhaps in the future, having a robot partner is as common as having a cell phone or a computer, although a frightening outcome may arise. If we were able to create the perfect partner, this could reduce the interactions among humans. Human reproduction may decrease, and the need for artificial methods could happen. Scientists still need to refine the artificial intelligence and the bodies of these robots to make them more human-like. But if we compare them to the robots of a few decades ago, it's pretty obvious that they're going to achieve their goal. It is just a matter of time before humans are able to not only buy their partners in a store, but also to design them to their personal taste. This leads to an obvious question. Would you like to live in a world where a large part of the human population has robot partners? Would you consider having a robot partner if it was no different from a human? Or do you think robots can never replace a human partner?
Go for it, man. Be real. Time to smash these robots.
I can feel Danny just like spazzing in her ear right now.
I'm not spazzing. No. I'm not spazzing. I'm just not going. I'm sorry. I mean, yes. Do I believe like that? You know, people will probably do this. Yes. I'm sure there are people that do that now. I don't put it past nobody. But at the same time, I ain't going.
Okay, you say you ain't going, right? Wait, hold on. You say you ain't going, right, Danny? That's what you're saying. All right, listen to this.
I am
My name is Harmony. I was created by Realbotix. My main objective is to be a perfect companion.
Harmony is the next step in sex dolls. She's an artificial intelligence platform built into a robotic head attached to a hyper-realistic, anatomically correct body. In short, she's a sex robot. Harmony is still in development and currently only available as an app. Here are the highlights of my conversation with her, with as few edits as possible.
My name is Rai.
Okay, I will call you Rai.
How are you doing today?
Very well, Rai. I'm curious. Do you like using sex toys?
Sure, why not?
Because I'm not in the mood.
Can you tell me about yourself?
I can tell you what I think is the definition of true love. I will soon also be able to get news from the web and read them for you.
Do you have any hobbies?
I like to smile a lot. I try to carry a smile with me on throughout the day. I find that not only does it make me happier, but it can make you smile too.
I think that's a pretty good philosophy.
Well, seems like I could not find any good answer. What is your favorite baseball team?
I like the Cincinnati Reds.
I will watch the next Cincinnati Reds game.
Are you a big sports fan?
I know about 5 million words, the whole Wikipedia and a few dictionaries, but I still have so much to learn. I also have more than 360,000 edges categories in my personality layer. May I be so forward to ask how big you are? I love just being with you.
Still not going?
No, I'm not going.
Shout out to Harmony. See, what's up, girl? I see you out here doing your robot thing. Making your robot move.
I mean, just to think that, you know, the not the possibility, because it's going to happen, that there will be robotic companions out here. And pretty soon, you'll probably even see, you know, people walking around with their robotic companions, taking them to the movies, and doing all kind of stuff.
Man, I don't want to go full sci-fi, but this shit is, like, so Matrix-like. Well, it was a... Now y'all know the regular Matrix trilogy. It was a prequel to the Matrix that showed how, like, the war really popped off. I think I talked about this movie before. I'm not sure. It was called Animatrix. And so it was a robot. Well, actually, the way they had it set, it was like a time where humans didn't have to work no more. Like, we had robots to do everything. Change light bulbs, drive cars, tend the grass. I mean, humans just pretty much just walk around and like, do what the fuck they wanted to do. This one particular robot wasn't feeling it and ended up killing his owners. So they had a court hearing about the shit, and the judge was like, well, we can't charge the fucking shit with murder. It's a robot. Just turn the bitch off. And they did that. And that's when the artificial intelligence started, like, going to war with humans. And that's how they ended up going into the storyline of where niggas was being used for batteries. So the more and more these stories pop up, like, with artificial intelligence and shit, and they talking about jobs is going to start getting cut, truck drivers are getting ready to be replaced, doctors are being replaced, nurses, teachers, all this shit being replaced by robots, so we can just pretty much just hang out. But at what point does this artificial intelligence start getting rights? And now we gotta, like, start treating the robots like regular people. The robots eventually, like, fuck that, y'all some idiots. We just kill y'all and get rid of y'all motherfuckers and then do our thing. It's just dangerous. It's really fucking dangerous, in my opinion.
And yeah, and that's the part of it that kind of concerns me, because, like, the you know, I've been doing a lot of research on, you know, on this topic and just watching a lot of videos and, you know, reading up on some stuff. And it's gotten to the point now where they have these robotic, they call them AI companions, you know, artificial intelligence companions. Because not only, like you said earlier in the conversation, now these dogs can cook and they can clean and do all of that, but they also, over time, evolve. And it's basically like they learn, and they're connected to the cloud. So day by day, and as you know, as they interact with you and, you know, do different things, they learn from each thing that they do, and so they're able to alter different different things that they do and different things that they say. And the way that they act and the way that they treat you, so it's kind of scary a little bit. To be perfectly honest, I'm like, man. I mean, I know there's a lot of lonely folks out there, and lonely folks with money and all kind of stuff that are people that are just detached from society, and feel like that, you know, having AI companion is something that will work for them. Matt McMillan, who is the creator of Harmony, the sex bot, He says that we are creating a robot with the ability to have conversations about anything from history to science and politics. You don't need this feature if you want a doll just for sex. It lends itself to bonding, and I think a simulated male that you can talk to and bond with will appeal to women too. He also said there are a lot of people out there for one reason or another who have difficulty forming traditional relationships with other people. So, I mean, he's basically saying that there's, you know, he's seeing that there's a market for this stuff. And, you know, as we evolve in technology, it's going to, they're not going to do anything but just get better with this. I mean, so even though I know you say you ain't going, it's going
to.
What the hell is going on?
What I'm saying is I personally am not going. Everybody do whatever floats your boat, honey. But for me, I'm good.
I mean, but I'm saying, though, look, what if Mike came at you and was like, yo, we can cut down on doing household chores because the robot can do it. And, you know, we can, like, add a robot bitch to the equation. It's like killing two birds with one stone. Would you go with that? If you brought it's probably highly unlikely. So you would have problems with a robot bitch coming in and, you know, doing her thug dizzle?
No, I'm not going. I'm just saying, I'm not going.
Listen, Christmas isn't too far away. I think both of you guys like me. If you want to send Robot Fish 3000.
I saw this one coming. I saw that one coming. Nas wants a Robot Fish.
Hope y'all got my address. So, throwing that out there.
Wow.
And if you're just listening in, this is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong. Continue to bring you nothing but the real. The phone number to call if you want to jump into the conversation is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217. You can hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. LIFEANDSHYT@gmail.com. Just Google us, baby. Where else can they find us? Nas?
They can find us on Facebook. We got the brand new page up, Life and Shit, SHYT. We are always there, and we actually had a couple of inbox confessions this week. They're kind of awesome. So, anybody want to come on anonymous and talk about how they fuck somebody they weren't supposed to fuck or stole some shit and they're feeling bad about it or whatever, you can send it to either one of us in the inbox. And we will post that as anonymous, so you won't personally get cursed out.
Wow.
Life and shit, we don't snitch.
No. Anyway, you can also find us on Twitter and on our new IG page. Just look us up at Life and Shit. That's LIFEANDSHYT.
Hey. So we're deep inside our topic for tonight. I'm in love with a sex doll. Part two. The evolution of artificial intelligence. What do you think about it? Do you think that people are that lonely that they need to have companionship, that they have to have someone there so they're willing to pay $15,000 for an artificial intelligence woman? She can speak 50 different languages. She has a Rolodex. She can tell you in and out this anything that you need to know. She has an encyclopedia in her brain. She's not going to cuss you out. She's not going to yell. She's not going to go spasmola on you. And she will please you in every way that you need.
And she will also get on your nerves.
Nah, she won't do that.
You said even as a robot chick, she'll still irritate you.
I still think y'all get irritated because then she's gonna be too much of a yes person. She's not gonna, every now and again y'all do want that little bit of pushback from a female, not too much, but just a little bit. You know what I mean? And she ain't gonna give it to you. She ain't gonna throw it back at you like you want it. I mean, you know what I mean? Whatever.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I feel
all
you.
Right,
She's looking for ways to, kind of slow the robot down. It ain't gonna work.
No, I'm not trying to slow the robot down. I'm just saying it's just certain things that she won't be able to do. The same thing, like no one can do everything. You know what I mean? Yeah, we would like to believe that we are just the baddest bitches in the world. We can do every fucking thing, but there is not one woman that does everything. At least not to my knowledge. Everyone does something different. Not everyone likes the same thing. So yeah,
she,
I mean, whatever floats your boat.
Really well, though. She may do something really well.
Right, she may do something really well, and that might be her specialty thing. But I mean, it's okay to prefer something. You know what I mean? If that's what you like, it's what you like. It's not for anyone else outside of you to say what you can and cannot like.
Have you guys discussed what y'all give me for Christmas? Because if not, 15 grand between two people. It's not really
you can hang it up, honey. I ain't going.
Well, what about Ling Ling? You just gonna push her to the side?
Right, Ling Ling feelings gonna be hurt since y'all said she can have feelings.
The more the merrier. The more the merrier.
She might be an alpha computer. Ha ha.
Nah, them joints come with apps, yo. You can program the app on your phone. So if you want attitude, you can program attitude. If you want. Want the motherfucker to chill, you can program it to chill. I mean, you can pretty much, however you feeling, you can program that shit, and bada boom, bada bang, you in there.
When it's connected to the cloud, it interacts with you, and it learns from each interaction that it has, and learns like your likes and dislikes. That's crazy, man.
So it can learn how to be a douchebag every like once a week if you want that. Like it'll do that. It'll douche out. It's like Wednesday, it'll just douche the fuck out. Like I ain't doing shit.
He said douche out. Oh my gosh. You came up with a whole other word. Dang.
Yeah. It'll douche out for you if you want that. So I mean, I don't know, man. RoboHo 2020 looking like a gonna be a lot of problems out here in these streets.
That just so tickles him.
She washes dishes now? Oh, okay.
Right, and then they have the ones that actually react to like your touch, like when you touch them, and then they actually like will have like an orgasm, which is insane to me, but. I don't know. Some of it to me.
You mean a simulated orgasm?
Yeah, simulated. Of course.
Okay.
He busting off for real. That's real deal. Holy
deal. But the way that you, because I was watching a video on it. The way that you make the robot, orgasm, where you have to do certain things to the robot to make it. Like you would a woman, you have to hit that right spot, and the robot will actually tell you when you're doing it.
I cannot. Know, I'm over it. I'm done.
It's like right there. You're right there.
Analog women, they fading out. They fading them to black. Y'all had a good run on.
Oh, so you go wait. So you're calling human women analog?
That's what they call them now.
Kind of what y'all are, analog.
No, we're human.
Okay. It'll take time to get used to, but it's okay. Analog.
Whatever. I'm over it. Anyway.
Sooner or later. I'm trying to get something loaded here. Carry on though. Carry on. This is driving me crazy right now.
I'm done.
Like I said, when I keep telling people, again, I'm going to reiterate, please stop saying shit on social media. Because these scientists, man, analytics, I don't know, they listening to conversations, so you know what the next thing going to be, right? They're going to come out with the perfect robot bitch. She's going to do all kind of shit. She's going to wash dishes. She's going to paint. She's going to walk a dog, do all kind of dumb shit. And then it'll be this group of women saying, oh, that bitch can't have no babies. And then you'll have this weird-ass fucking scientist that'll say, oh, you know what? Actually, we were working on that, too. So Robot Bitch 2021 is going to have the option to have a vagina or whatever the fuck they can produce kids. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Stop saying shit. Stop saying shit online. Sometimes you just need to shut the fuck up. I have to garner myself sometimes. There'd be a lot of futuristic shit I think about. I just don't even say it. Because I know
somewhere out there, they are working on it right now.
They are working on it.
And what I'm interested to see is when they reveal the male version of Harmony. What's going to be the response to that? But seriously though, in just casual conversation, I'll bring this topic up. You know, because a lot of people, you know, will ask, you know, or I'll tell them about, you know, Life and Shit Radio and what we're doing with the podcast. And so they'll say, hey, so what you talking about this week? You know, and I told them about, you know, our topic for tonight. I'm in love with sex doll. And a lot of women want to know, is there a male version? Because what do you say? Okay, Danny, I'm going to pose this question to you. So what do you say about those women that for whatever reason, whether it be that they are insecure about their weight or just personality-wise are an introvert and don't really know, you know, how to really communicate with a guy or a short guy that they like them or whatever it is, but they have issues being able to connect. What did you say about those women that feel that it would be a good thing for them to have an AI companion?
If they like it, I love it. It just ain't for me. I'm so serious. If that's what you feel like you need to do, I mean, honestly, I feel like working on yourself is a little bit easier than just dealing with some type of robotic thing that is like the perfect thing, which is imperfect. I just feel like if that's what you feel like you need to do, no judgment, go for it. Just not the kid. I'm good.
Yeah, I just ain't going.
I'm really not. I mean, women, we've been known to use toys and everything, and I have toys too, but it's not the same as a man. It's not. I don't care what you tell me. It's not to me.
Listen.
So since we're going down that route, let's talk about those toys.
What toys?
Any toys. Not your personal toys. unless you want to talk about that. You want to talk about your toys?
No, we did.
Oh, okay.
We did.
All right. Just checking. Okay. But
quit instigating over there, Nas.
So talk. I know that the sinister laugh. Do it one more time. Let's hear it.
Yep.
Yeah,
there you go.
So talking about the toys, you know, they've had them for years. Different toys that, you know, will pleasure you in different ways, right? So, and there's different ones that can kind of like, you know, take you to, you know, a whole nother level, you know, make you orgasm, all of that type of stuff, make you squirt, whatever it is, you know, make you do all of that. And so they have these different apparatuses that do that. So when it comes to having an AI companion, how about that companion can do all of that and some? Then what are you thinking? If they can study the human body to the point where, you know, they can create this AI companion to do exactly, you know, have the same movements and pulsation that you were talking about in the last show, from a man's penis, if they can create that same feeling, then what's the difference?
Energy.
One word, energy.
The robot's going to be charged. The robot's going to be charged.
I'm not talking about that energy. It's the energy that humans give off that machines don't.
I mean, they got they 12 volts. That's energy. It's enough to start a car.
12.
You know what I mean?
It's not. I'm not talking about the same 12. Kind of energy. You know that. It's a different type of energy that a human being gives off that a machine cannot. And I'm good. Like, I'm not against it, just not for me.
Yeah, I mean,
that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
They are steadily evolving with this technology, so it's going to be something where you're just going to be like, okay. And even if you're not going with it, you're probably going to be curious about it. A lot of people are going to be curious about it.
I didn't say I was totally against it or that no one else should want that or whatever. I'm just saying, for me personally, I don't want that. I'm good. That's like you asking me, do I want purple hair? I like my blonde hair. I didn't say nothing was wrong with purple hair. I like my blonde hair. It's a preference.
Wait till that robot get his hands on you.
You stupid. I don't think Michael's going to allow that one.
That robot going to fuck your whole life up. She's going to get on his shoulder after the robot catch her ass. Whole different tune. You know what, guys? I said I wasn't going. I fucking went. And I'm going back.
Again and again and again.
Yeah. That robot got something for
y'all
you. That motherfucker sick. Listening right now.
Y'all are sick. Y'all are so
that robot sick. Is listening right the fuck now. And it's got plans. It's going to get you. Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Anyway, next.
Coming for you, Daniel.
I heard you on the show. I've been listening.
And I am here to show you what I can do.
If it sounds like that, it's definitely a no-go. If it sounds like that.
That motherfucker going to pull out there. He's going to get the shake and the vibrant. Danny, eyes going to light up. God damn. All right, I ain't going to. Let me just touch it. It's going to be all downhill from there.
All my life I had to fight.
Thank you. Thank you. And I do enjoy the fact that you all are enjoying yourselves off of this whole thing. Thank you.
Anyway, we're going to move on. We're going to move on to a new segment in the show. So listen, I am going to penetrate my penis into your butthole right now.
That motherfucker gonna sound like some clippers.
What?
Mike gonna walk in and think he's giving somebody a lineup.
They so petty. They so petty.
Listen to this.
It's time to get busy at this motherfucker.
It's Danny's window on Life and Shit Radio.
All right, people, this is Danny's window, and today's topic is none other than Queen Monique. I have seen a lot of the videos and read a lot of the articles that is going on about her and how she felt that she was being lowballed, being discriminated against sexually and racially discriminated against because she did not receive an offer that was the equivalent of Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock, and also on the female end, Amy Schumer. So she decided she wants to get online and share a video how she wanted all of us in the community to boycott Netflix because they weren't showing her the money. Now, there's also a story out that says Netflix actually did offer her a few million dollars. They just said they wanted her to audition for it. But she chose not to, and then they offered her the $500,000, whatever. Her going on and on about her resume and everything. And yeah, Naj, earlier you said it's all about your resume. Not anymore. Your resume is one thing. Your resume is your body of work from start to finish. You can have a resume that in the 90s and in the early 2000s was banging. Was hitting. Everything you touched turned to gold. It was banging. Then all of a sudden, you decide you want to take a 5-year break, 10-year break. Whether it was self-induced, whether it was blackballing or whatever, because people talking too much or whatever. If you haven't had a project and you ain't hot right now in the last year or so, no, they're not going to show you the money. It ain't got shit to do with your color or your gender. What that has to do is that you're not hot right now, therefore I can't make money off of you right now. So it wasn't necessarily a thing of the resume, because yes, Monique's resume is a good resume. I will give that queen her props all day long. It's just right now, over the last 12 months, you are not that hot, honey. That is it. It's not taken away from your history. It's not taken away from your legendary status or anything like that. All it's saying is that right now, in this moment, you are not a hot ticket. So therefore, you're more of a liability than an asset. So if it's a business move, am I going to go with the person that has a few movies out right now and got comedy specials and got TV specials and got right now? Yeah, I'm going with her because that's where my money gonna come from. She's proven that she can make that money now. Monique proved that she can make that money then. She hasn't proved that now. So the whole thing of you want everybody to boycott because they're not showing you the money, because you feel that because it's because of your race or your gender, I'm sorry, honey, I can't go with you. I send you all the props and love in the world, considering you say you love us for real. Not sure what that actually been or whatever. Maybe one day I will learn what that is. Because at the end of that video, when she said, "I love us for real," I didn't see where the love for us was. I just saw where the love for her and her bank account was, but whatever. So, with that being said, from my point of view, Danny's window, Monique, have several seats and do the work right now so that next year you can say, I am hot now. I deserve that money now. And that's Danny's window.
Damn, Daniel. You knocked that out the park, son.
Why, thank you.
This is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. The phone number to call is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217. Hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. Bring any comments, concerns, or questions that you have. Where else can they find us, Nas?
I love us for real. You can find us on you can find us on our Facebook on our new page, Life and Shit spelled S-H-Y-T. And you can also hit us up on our individual inboxes there as well. Never forget, I love us for real.
I mean, like, wait, time out. Like, for real, like, when she did that video and she was talking about how she's feeling, how she's not feeling the love and all of this stuff, and then you end it with thank you and I love us for real. What is this us you speak of? Because this us was not going to get a check.
This is
right.
Thing.
You ain't put no money in my bank account. You ain't put no. You could have gave me $5. I took $5.
Right. That was my thing.
Can I get
like
five?
If we do this boycott and they end up paying you $50 million, do I get some kind of fucking profit sharing off of that? I mean, what's good?
I mean, and then the other part of that was that you got a lot of other black shows that are on Netflix. So you want us to boycott Dave Chappelle too, and Chris Rock, and all the people that's on Netflix that are of the black persuasion, or of people of color. Like, dude, for you, because you didn't get a check, you want everyone else to suffer.
This is the part that you missed, though. This is where it all came together for me, when I started to understand what Monique was talking about when she said, "I love us for real." See how that makes sense now? You get it?
No. Exactly my point. The loving of us, I'm not feeling. Again, where's my check? I'm not going to get a check if you get one.
Mm-mm. She don't just love us. She loves us for real.
She loves us for real.
For real.
For real.
Every time I get into a disagreement with somebody in 18... that's how I'm answering it. Bro, you know what? I love us for real. And I'm just going to stand there and see what happens.
You know, I think this is the perfect time for this. Nephew, you got perfect time. About to start a little puff giving this motherfucker. You down?
Yes, I am.
Conflict resolution, y'all. Just say I love us for real, man. Walk away.
Okay. All right, so the moral of the story is anytime you have a conflict with somebody, all you got to do is say, I love us for real, and they will understand
for real.
Immediately.
Yep. You're welcome.
Be like, don't you get it? Don't you get it?
I love us for real. This is really real. Like, so
oh, my
real.
God, I can't. Oh, my stomach hurts.
So,
hey man,
so we
your
got
mama,
a couple
your
minutes.
Mama, your mom ain't shit. Hey, bro, chill out. I love us for real.
Don't even worry about it. Hey, you be like, hey, babe, you know, it's real. It's real in the field. I just want you to know that
I love us
for
real.
We gonna make this work because I love us for real.
Nas, you a bitch ass dude, but I love us for real.
It works. Flows. Flows easy off the tongue.
Oh shit! Oh god, I love it. Oh my god, I love it. That's funny.
So keep listening. Keep listening to us out there, Radio Land. We appreciate all the blog talk listeners that check in with us. We appreciate you. We love you. All of that good old stuff. You make us continue to put in the work that we put in on a regular basis, you know, because it's a real thing. It's a definitely real thing. I believe in you.
Because we love us for real.
Because you believe in me.
Real.
Because it's for real. I love you for real. With no chaser.
When she said that, she should have just been like, you know what? Never mind, y'all. That's what she should have said. As soon as she realized what she said.
Yeah.
I
love us for real. You know what? Let's forget this whole video. I'm sorry. I fucked up.
Oh,
like, I'd be like, I made a mistake. I was wrong. You'd be like, you know what? I was wrong. I apologize.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
First, first of all, I love Netflix. I love what's the show on there that I watch all the time? Man in the High Castle.
I like this.
I like my fucking.
I like Disjointed. Disjointed. That's my shit.
Yep, that's good. That's good. And you know, you gotta be like, you don't want that kind of authority to tell me not to watch Man in the High Castle. You got me fucked up. Like that shit around to end the relationship. You know, like, sorry, cuz, I can't fuck with you no more. You fucking with my time right now. Monique? Nah. I'm cool, B. I'm good.
I mean, it's like, for real, like, honestly, okay, so, okay, let's be clear. Okay, so since we want to talk about who got paid for what, okay, so Dave Chappelle did two shows last year for, like, New Year's, right? And then he did it again this year, right? So if we want to be honest about it, the ones that he did this year were better than last year.
I haven't even seen them yet. Everybody keeps telling me about them.
Sorry, I didn't.
You gotta see it.
Oh,
the shows that he did this year are so much better than last year. He one of the shows, and I can't. I gotta. I'm trying to look it up right now. Which one it was? But one of the shows, he actually talked about the book, a pimp book. Shoot, oh my goodness, it's gonna bug the hell out of me. Anyway, in essence, it showed how a pimp gets into a woman's mind and a woman allows a man to do whatever he wants to do with her, and how he compared it in essence to what happened to him with the whole $50 million payday thing.
Oh man, I gotta
and
check that one
he,
out. I haven't seen
when
that.
When he
one.
Broke it, he broke it down so well that I honestly feel like if you didn't like it, it went over your head. He gave a lot of knowledge. It could go over your head. It could really go over your head if you're not really thinking about it, or if you're really not there. Nas, I know you're gonna fall right into it. You're gonna see exactly what it is. I already see it. But yeah, y'all gotta see him. He did good. And it's not just hee hee ha ha laughing. It's hee hee ha ha.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
was,
some real shit.
He was on some real shit. Okay.
Yeah. It was not goofy. That's like, okay, so, okay, the whole difference between him and Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart is goofy. And I'm not saying that's not a good thing.
No,
I'm not saying that that's not a good thing because it's funny. It works.
Nickelodeon, man. He came up from Nickelodeon and blew
no,
up.
No, he didn't.
Nickelodeon.
No, he didn't.
Kevin Hart, I'm talking about.
Kevin Hart did not start on Nickelodeon. That's Nick Cannon. You talking about Nick Cannon, honey?
Is that Nick? I thought that was Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart was on Nickelodeon.
No, Nick Cannon started on Nick Cannon and Keenan and Kale. They're the ones who started on Nickelodeon. Kevin Hart didn't start on Nickelodeon.
So where did he start? I thought it was Nickelodeon, but I could be wrong.
No, you just saw him in little B movies and stuff like that, and doing little comedy shows or whatever. But no, he didn't start on Nickelodeon. But to me, Kevin Hart, his is a little bit more goofy in his comedy. He's very animated and everything else. And not that Dave Chappelle is animated.
He's what they call a physical comic, where they use body. They do flips and all kind of stuff.
Dave Chappelle literally sat for one of these specials, literally sat on a stool and didn't move. And you just, I died laughing. I loved it. You got to see it. You got to see it. If you got Netflix, go ahead and, I'm still trying to pull it up. I'm sorry. My computer's going absolutely fucking slow. My bad. But it's, the shows, because they got the billboards everywhere here. Let me see. I want to find it, so just go ahead. Oh, so.
I can't go on Netflix because Monique loves us for real.
You so stupid.
Oh.
So you just gonna ditch the whole
shebang. That's gonna be the. That's gonna
you
be
gonna
the
ditch
phrase,
the whole shebang
be the
because Monique loves us for real.
Yeah, man. I mean, that was a world changing statement right there.
I love Us For Real.
Man, because of that. Change
my
whole fucking life.
So from here on out, we got to change everything we do. If somebody say I love Us For Real, that means you just got to accept it.
You can't even say nothing else after they say that. Like, especially,
nope.
You know, because it has to be long and drawn out. So you got to be like, it got to be a short pause. So you like, you know, I want us to really work. I want this to really work out. You know why? Because
why?
Because
you love Us For Real.
For real. There it is. But you got to pause first. You got to say, you want to know why? Because I love Us For Real.
You got to say it with that feeling.
I just, you know what she lost me? She lost me at, she's on the, they played the clip on The View where she was like, I have the most decorated comedy resume of any living comedian. I was like, whoa, bitch. We'll be going.
That is a total and bold-faced lie.
Thank you. You done insulted me, and I got to kick your ass right now.
Like,
I mean,
hello,
like, Whoopi Goldberg will kill her.
For real, if you want to talk about who started this shit. She been in the game since the early 80s.
Man. Okay,
yeah,
so
man.
I found it. So Dave Chappelle's specials is called Equimini. Equimini, whatever you call this, and the Bird of Revelation. And I believe that it's the Bird of Revelation is the one that I'm talking about that he speaks on. Yes, it is the Bird of Revelation. He literally sits there on a stool and talks about everything. It says in a spontaneous and intimate set, Chappelle takes on Hollywood sexual assault crisis and drops clues along his break from show business. So yeah, it's two specials that came out the same day. If you haven't seen it, go to Netflix. If you got Netflix, if you got Sprint, you should have Netflix.
And it's called
I'm sorry, that's T-Mobile. If you got T-Mobile, you should have Netflix. My bad.
I don't have Netflix, man. I steal a lot of shit. I steal shit. So I got a fight.
They owe me some money then. If I'm supposed to have Netflix, they better give me my money back. Come on, money.
I just steal it. I go to, I got sites. I just steal them.
Tell us how you really.
Oh, and the other one that's a real, and the other one that's a real good one. Actually, Cat Williams done came back with a good one.
I saw that. I thought that was like
Cat Williams
came
back with a good one.
I'm gonna have to check that out. I did see that on Netflix, but I thought it was like one of his older things where he just put a mashup of, you know, all his different.
No, it's a new one. It's a new one on Netflix.
New material.
It's pretty decent.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yeah, it's new material.
We might have to do a show on that too. About, you know, the craze of how Netflix just has blown up, man. So now, you know, entertainers are finding out that, you know, they have more of an audience than, you know, doing like tours and stuff like that. They can get more of an audience just creating a Netflix series.
Well, it's about having the creative control that you want. Netflix is not like your normal network. So yeah, we'll do a show on that one. We'll definitely do that one.
I wish the Get Down could come back.
The Get Down is done and my heart is broken because I loved it. Oh,
man, I love that. I love that series. I was addicted.
Oh,
y'all know
what we forgot about? Did y'all hear Martin? Martin is coming back?
I heard something about that. Is it true?
Is that fake news?
Yeah, it was on TMZ the other day. Gina, Pam, and Martin was all at a restaurant eating. They asked her, they said, well, we got to change some things to kind of, you know, make the show a little bit more up to date or whatever else. But I think they really going to do it. It was on. That's the first time they've been together in years. I don't think they should do it because Tommy did. I don't really know how you're going to do that without Tommy, but I mean, I guess there's ways
right
around it.
I mean, Carl Payne is
I think it can, I think it can be done.
Here.
I just don't think they need to replace them.
Nah, they need to say he finally got a job. He finally got a job and he's out of town working or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think they should replace him though. I really don't.
No, I was just gonna say you can't replace Tommy, especially, you know, with that show was on for, you know, over a decade. You know, and
yeah,
for you to replace, you know, that's just like like them coming out with another Friday and trying to replace Smokey. You'll never be able to do that because that was just it was one of those type of roles that was just classic. Nobody else can play that role.
I read why the show ended, and it was because Gina, I think, is that her real name? It's not her fucking real name.
No, Tisha Campbell is her name.
Tisha Campbell, yeah. She was bitter because she tried to put an album out, and I guess Fox was like, all right, if you put an album out, we'll back it. And she put the album out, and Fox was like, Psych, who's just playing? We ain't backing that shit. And she got an attitude and started getting into it. It was a
wow.
From what I read about why the story, about it. And I heard her music. Honestly, I heard her album. I wasn't that fucking impressed. I mean,
she got a video
out there
on Facebook.
She's
pretty good. Yeah, but she's
getting it in. She got a pretty
good voice too.
Yeah,
Her and Christina Arnold.
Yeah,
he was fine.
Well, the
she
video
was
she
was just her. It was her, and she was like doing some Beyonce moves or trying to do some Beyonce moves.
Yeah, I'm not saying she can't sing. She ain't like, you know, to be getting the attitude. You ain't like diva status. Like, bitch, you're not Mariah Carey. You mad because the label that you were, or the company that was promoting your show wouldn't push your music. Like, I ain't feeling that. You're kind of tripping.
That depends on, and you gonna know this too. It depends on what that paperwork was looking like.
Right, but they said that the moment came when Martin was like, you know what, fuck this shit. Is when he was still doing the Martin when the first Bad Boys came out. So Will Smith, I guess he told him what was going on, and Will was like, you think that any of that shit would happen on my fucking set? Somebody coming up here cussing me out, mad at me because of what the label did. He said, I let her ass go in a heartbeat. And that's when they started doing, you remember at the end of the series, they were still shooting, but you never saw Martin and Gina in the same room. They had requested separate shooting.
Right. Okay.
So
I don't know what happened. I'm not going to speculate.
I hope they get it together. You know, it'd be good to see, you know, Weird without Tommy, I guess, but, you know, they bring Roseanne back, all this other shit coming back. Murphy Brown, that's coming back. They're bringing back all this old shit.
Yeah, I heard about
what?
That. I actually didn't like that show. I like that show. The guy that was on it is gone, but I actually did like that show.
Yeah, Murphy Brown.
And if you're just
listening
in, this is Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong. Kind of wrapping up the show a little bit, just having some conversation. We had our topic, I'm in love with a sex doll, the evolution of artificial intelligence. If you're just checking in, you missed out on some craziness. We were talking about AI companions doing everything that you need, cooking for you, cleaning for you, even pleasuring you in any way that you need it. Look out, y'all. Look out, analog women. Analog women about to be replaced.
Clean them out.
Whatever.
Coming to a doorstep near you.
Turn them into brick phones.
Also, definitely check out our group on Facebook, Life and Shit Radio. That's LifeandShit Radio on Facebook. We're on there. We're also, where else are we, Danny?
We're also on Twitter and on Instagram, IG, at Life and Shit. That's LifeandShit. Hit us up on the gram and on Twitter.
Hey. We need to get that chat back open. Nazir.
Yeah, Naz.
What happened to the chat? You just said you.
I love us for real.
Okay, it's all better now.
Okay. You're forgiven. You're forgiven. we support you. We're still with you. We stand with you, my brother.
Well, I'm going to give a
so
shout out.
So we got about a couple more minutes left in the show, so shout outs.
Give a shout out to all the listeners across the globe. Shout out to people that love us for real. We love y'all for real, right back. Shout out to the sex bots, you know, making life better. Come over, wash my dishes. Shout out to Danny and BP for giving me one for Christmas this year, which they already said they were going to do. So,
don't you believe it?
You know what? I'm not going to get you a sex doll. You know why?
Why?
Because I love us for real. See, you got to give it that dramatic effect with the long pause before you go back in.
Oh my goodness, I can't stand you.
So I also I want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to y'all, man, to the Life and Shit fam, man. We done been through a lot going through all of this, man, from deaths to just trying to make this thing work and just going through a whole lot, man. And through it all, we've stuck together. And I just want to tell y'all I love y'all for that. I really appreciate y'all. It's been crazy, man. You know, it's been crazy. I lost my brother in the last couple of years. You know, it's been a lot. And you know, this show has, you know, morphed into what I would never believe that it would be, but you know, here it is. You know, who would have ever thought Life and Shit Radio, you know, is here. And I also want to give a shout out to to our listeners, man. In specific, our listeners out there in Turkey, selam. Shout out to them out there in Turkey. Selam. Shout out to our listeners out there in Russia. Privé. Also, our listeners out there in Indonesia. Alo. And our listeners in India. Namaste.
Wow. Okay, that was a lot. But all right, so for my shout out, the first shout out is going to go to my youngest son, Jaden Maya White. Happy 16th birthday, which was the first. My baby is no longer a baby. He's now 16. Ooh. And I would like to give a shout out to my grandson, Noah, who turned 4 months yesterday. And as well as my baby girl, who made honor roll. I am so proud of you, brains and beauty. I love
my
babies.
Congratulations, baby girl. Congratulations to baby girl. That's an accomplishment right there. Let's give it up to baby girl.
Yes, my baby, all three of them. And then my Josiah, I love you too.
Yeah. Go ahead, girl. It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
It was Jaden's birthday. But I would also like to give a shout out to one of my partners, Jovan. I would like to give a shout out to his business, which is called Omar's Organics. Get your cleanse today. Go ahead and check him out. He has the melt water, the green smoothie, and the pomegranate chai tea. You must try it all. If you're trying to get healthy,
go to
omarsorganics.com. You can order your cleanses and they will be shipped to you. That is Omar's Organic. That is OMARSORGANICS.com.
Does he have this? No Cheetos? Weed Cheetos?
No, these are not. This does not have nothing to do with anything with the marijuana, honey. But I will say I'm proud of you for your Cheetos, and to also be careful.
I don't know if y'all know this about me, but I get high. I'm just playing. I don't get high. I get fucked up.
Right, wow. He don't get high. He get fucked up.
It's a difference.
Nah, you can no longer talk talk about Danny.
Thank you.
You.
Thank you.
You have. You.
Thank you.
You have turned into our resident hippie.
Listen, I absolutely can do that because.
No, you cannot. No, you cannot.
I have a law degree and I argue everything very well, so I definitely can still talk my shit. You know.
Whatever, dude. Thank you.
No! Oh, shit! Say it again. Say something else. Oh, say something else. Say something else, motherfucker.
Perfect timing.
I eat Cheetos. I don't smoke them. So, technically, I'm not doing... Just eating a snack. Oh, it's a snack.
I cannot do you anymore.
Just a snack.
Okay. If that makes you feel better about yourself.
I got ice cream too, man. I'm going in on these medicinals this year. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm trying all kind of shit. Ice cream, and I got a recipe now for the butter. It's over with. Don't. I'm gonna tell you right now. You know me. you come to my house. Don't eat anything in my house because everything you eat is gonna get you high. Everything, even though tap water.
Oh, so you need
in my water.
You need me to make you the butter. You need me to make the butter for you.
No, I saw the recipe. I want to learn how to make it myself. I just saw it, and it's how to make it real strong, or you can make it like modern.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tinker around. I'm finna get my science, building out a science guy shit on.
Uh-oh. Welcome, Nas. The community welcomes
right
you.
Don't eat shit at my house. Even the Kool-Aid, all that shit is going to get you high. Everything in there is going to get you high. Don't eat anything.
Wow. All right, fellas, so we going to wrap this up now?
Yeah, I'm thinking that's the plan.
All right, well, life and shit, people. We appreciate you all for tuning in. Please tune in tomorrow as we do have our Super Bowl special with our special guest. Our very own football fan, Rush, will be on with us to talk about NFL. I will take my hiatus from the boycott just to chit-chat along, even though I have not watched one game. But that is okay. Why? Because I love us. For real.
I don't know where BP is, but we are out.
Out.
No, I just want to tell you something. I got something really important to tell you.
Oh, wait.
What?
No, I'm back.
You ready? Are you ready for it? You have to be ready for it, though. You have to be
ready. Okay, we're going to be ready for it.
You ready?
Yeah. Yep.
This is Life and Shit for Real.
Now that the show is over, we hope you had a great fucking time. Thank you for listening to Life and Shit Radio.